بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Who is a slave, true slave of Allah? We all say that we are slave of Allah. A true slave of Allah is that person who does not have any desires. Because you mean that whatever Allah does for him, that is best for him. If a person went and came for a job, the king asked him, where are you going to sleep? He said, wherever you tell me to sleep. What are you going to eat? Whatever food you give me. What work you're going to do. Whatever work you give me. That is a slave. So we are the slave of Allah Ta'ala. So if we are slave of Allah Ta'ala, then what we are supposed to do? Have no desire at all. If we have any desire, that means we are not the slave of Allah. If Allah desired for something, and you want against that desire, and maybe you call yourself a true slave. A true slave is whatever Allah desires for you. You can experience, you want certain things in your life. You want this, you want whatever kind of profession you want to be in. Allah does not desire to have that. No matter what you do, you will never get that. You are desire to go for Umrah all the time. Yet Allah desire you not go. You want to get married to a certain woman. You try all means. If Allah does not desire, it will not happen. Let us live in Allah's desire. If you live in Allah's desire, then everything will be smooth sailing for you. Because you know that you've got someone who is best for you. And his decision is best for you. One Sahabi, he made Hijrah, one into Abyssinia and one into Medina Tisri. Abu Musa Ash-Sharaf radiallahu anhu. Nabi Karim so told him this much. What did he tell him? Rasulullah told him this much. That Allah Ta'ala, when a person gets sick or is in a journey, a person gets sick or is in a journey. Because of that, he is deprived of doing his deeds, either because of sickness or because of journey. How nice he is making zikr at home, he's making ma'mulat at home, all those things being so punctually. But thereafter, it so happened that because he was in journey, he fell sick. It so happened that now he did not have the strength to do those things. One, he does not have the time to do it, and one, he does not have strength to do it. On that occasion, although he could not do it, Allah Ta'ala will even pay him for that. Allah Ta'ala will pay him for that because when he was in good health, he made sure he continuously doing without fail. There was so much of constancy in him, very consistent. Never missed one tahajjud namaz. Never miss one tasbih, every ma'mulat. But the moment he was sick, and the moment he was on travel, journey, that brought that condition into him that he was missing all those things. Either because of sickness too, because of his work too. He performed. So in that what happens, he becomes, Allah Ta'ala says that my banda, when he was very well, he was doing all these good deeds. Now that he is not in a position to do it, I am still rewarding him for that. Who is more greater and more merciful than kind? In other words, a man must understand that he must be very fortunate that he is continuously making ibadat all the time, making zikr whatever, ma'mulat, reading Quran all the time. And suddenly he missed out because of journey and because of sickness. Then how Allah Ta'ala responds to him? That he gets the reward more than what he's supposed to get. This only lies with nafil acts. Remember this much. When it comes to nafil acts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind. And he says that, never mind, I'll give you. But when it comes to nafil, al-farz, Then there's no such thing as living out. Whether you are suffer, whether you are sick, whether whatever condition you are going to be in, you there's no such thing as you will be the, you'll be supposed to live out. Because Allah Ta'ala has made it so light for you and so easy for you. In journey also, you should fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala means Salah. Salah in no way, even if a person is drowning, while he is drowning too, the time of Salah comes, he is supposed to make niyat of Salah. There is no way that Salah will be forgiven. Just imagine that which we are missing out so much, which we supposed to be performing all the time. The person is drowning. You know, you cannot have any help from anyone, but at that occasion, Salah time, can we make niyat of Salah? Cannot miss out. That shows how important it is. Now we have to look into our lives and see, are we still keeping our 5-10 namaz in order? If we have any kind of qaza in that namazes, are we doing it or not? Alhamdulillah, we have people in this society who are very conscious of this, that they missed out whatever salah they missed out in the early days from the age of 15. They now try continuously to make sure they perform the salahs, the qaza salahs. Whether it's every day, whatever, but they make sure they complete. Alhamdulillah, many of them completed too. Because you know that is one salah is something which Allah will question you. The first thing on the day of Qiyamah will cover is salah. How important it is. So on that occasion, person, no matter how sick he is too, he's in a dying bed too, then salah will not be exempted at all. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us. That a person does not have the strength. He cannot stand, he cannot sit, and he cannot read namaz in the correct way. He must sit and read namaz. He must sit and read namaz. And if he cannot sit and read namaz, he must lie down in namaz. He must lie down in namaz. In every way, there is no such thing. And if he cannot make wudu, he makes tayammum. But no way this namaz will be forgiven. Listen to this very carefully, my dear friend, because we do a lot of other things. We're not so important. Salah. Salah is so important. For example, I'm telling you, if you really want to follow your desire, you won't make up a Fajr namaz. But if you follow Allah's desire, you make up a Fajr namaz. Because you know the importance of Salah, what it is. And you know, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Miraj, Allah Ta'ala gave this gift to us for the Ummah, the 5-10 Salah. Now who gave us that gift? If someone sends you a very important gift from overseas or wherever, he gives a beautiful, expensive gift, what do? You keep it nicely, you carry it. This is a gift from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to us. How do we value the thing? First of all, you and I must understand how we're supposed to read namaz, we cannot read namaz. Man begin to think, I read namaz very nicely. If you take account of that namaz, is not according to Allah's expectation at all. It's only through His mercy, etc. No man can have pride that I read namaz today. No matter how much you enjoy the namaz, but you cannot have the pride in namaz today. Your namaz not how Allah Ta'ala wants namaz. Allah Ta'ala through His mercy only accepting it. You must thank Him that they accepted it, but what are we supposed to do? They say one of the signs of a person namaz accepted. If you come for one salah, the invitation comes for next salah. When you read the next salah, the invitation of the third salah comes. In other words, the first salah was accepted, the second salah, now the third is accepted. You don't even understand. Haji Nadullah Rahmatullah said this. He said, a person when he comes to read namaz, when he read one salah, when he comes again to read namaz, he's not accepted. How fortunate that person when he comes to read namaz is always ready to run into a masjid. That's why on the throne of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, that person will be sitting there, one of them whose heart is for the masjid. You can be anywhere, do whatever you do, go your business, everything, but the heart of it, you will run to the masjid. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhan should take place, and the Aisha is away, he does not know us anymore. You become so like a strange person. How you and I at that time the adhan takes place, leave everything else. The preparation for salah is not there. Yet the preparation of Satan responds to Allah. I shall not the way he was, cannot make him out. The fear now, I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to very great. So the love of salam must be in your heart. So whether you make tayammum, you cannot make tayammum, no matter what condition it is. In other words, in no way then salah can be left out. Yes, if a person like get unconscious for 6 days, 6 salahs, then that salah will be forgiven because you're not right in a frame of mind. But if in a right frame of mind, then the imam are wanting, then right till you, no matter how sick you are, you have to perform the salah, no matter if you have to lie down. Many people say, you know, I don't know why I'm only lying down, I can't sit correctly. That is now your desire. Your desire that I'm going to stand in namaz. Your desire that, look at Allah's desire, I want you to sit in there. I want you to lie down in namaz. I want you in this condition that now you cannot make wuzu, you make tayammum. I want you to do that. So everything you are doing now is not what you want to desire, it's what Allah Ta'ala desires, that what Allah Ta'ala wants you to do. One buzruk on the month of Ramadan, I was present there. All we want fasting. They don't have the thing that what people will say. See, we are what people will say, what Allah will say. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala is so strong. In the month of Ramadan, he's drinking water. And then Allah Ta'ala knows what condition I'm in. He did not feel what people say. To show this much, I'm not concerned of people, I'm concerned with that. That in that condition Allah Ta'ala wanted me, I cannot do nothing. I'm feeling so thirsty, my condition is so severe that I have to drink water. And yet he's got thousands of people sitting in the in front of them into the water. So this is what is supposed to be, that what we want is not what we want. Is what he wants, to make salah to. So people make salah to, they say, you know, we made namaz, I don't know, man, what happened, I did not make wudu properly. In that condition, even your clothing is dirty, it's not park. And you have no other means on that occasion to read namaz in that condition. And if you are very, very sick, you cannot make wudu properly, you can make tayammum, you make namaz, that condition, make namaz. In no way namaz is forgiven. How must I tell you, Rasulullah was very, very sick. So sick he was. They carried him to show that I'm in this condition too. You must come to the salah, need salah. You cannot come to the masjid under circumstances. This is also a problem today. A person for days, he may not even come to masjid because of sickness. He said, hey, regret. I don't know why he couldn't go to the mosque. You are worried about your regret. And he wants you in this condition that you stay in a masjid at home, but make the salah on it. I want you in that condition. You want this condition? Hey, I'm missing my manas, missing this. One person told Haji Ibn Abdullah Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Abu Sandi, I missed the Kaaba, the Baitullah, I had to do namaz. So when he went there, he said, no, he's an Abid. He's not an Ali. If you're the Ali, you think that what his place I will accept. What? His pleasure. It's not your pleasure. Everything in this much, a banda, a true slave is he's always looking for what his desire, not your desire. Until unless you do anything, what you desire. Your desire is I want to go for Umrah, but I'm owing people money. This is my desire now. His desire is fulfill your debts. And we all know you do not fulfill your debts. Nabi Karim Sallallahu did not perform janazah namaz. You know something, how dangerous it is. So at that occasion too, you've been told, no, that my desire is his desire must pay my debt. Who is Qani Rahmatullah is the desire to meet Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah said, you got an old mother, look after her. What a great, he wanted to become a Sahabi. He was deprived of that. Because Rasulullah said that you have to look after your mother. So what I'm trying to say to you this much, you must not have any desires of your own. Having a desire of your own would have no being of no benefit. You have done what you've done. How easy Allah has made for us. Some people know Allah has made easy for us. Some people, they want to take the hard labor. can go to the Makkah with a plane, not go by car. Take it, do it yourself. You want the hard labor. I created an aeroplane for you to go to Makkah from here to Durban, to the Makkah. No, I want to go by route, by road. When Allah, if you take the hard labor, you take the hard labor, I will not take it. Whatever happens, yours is. I make this easy for you. You got water here, you will leave this water and go another place to water. I don't drink this water, I drink that water. So you take the hard labor, then you expect to be going through the difficulties, which you don't. Why did you ask for that? I told you there's a plane waiting for you. Go with it. I told you this. So this is what we are. That you're doing things that's not a reward in that. Becoming reward. They do not know that is not reward. It's not reward. Reward in what Nabi Karim told them. He told us take the easy way. I've been given two ways. One difficult, one easy. I've always taken the easy way. When a person wants to take the hard way, he's trying to show Allah that he's someone. He's saying Allah Ta'ala is someone. When a person takes the easy way, he says, Ya Allah, I need this, I'm too weak. I need that route. I can't take this route. I cannot take this route. I want that. So always do a human that. If easy way is to show servitude, to show you're a servant. So become. So deem what it means to, not to fulfill our desire, to fulfill these desires. Deen means to fulfill, not our desire, to fulfill his desire. Not to fulfill your habits. Deen means to follow. Deen means to follow. Follow who? Allah Ta'ala. How he tell you to do, that's what you must do. In other words, to hand yourself completely to him. Apne aap ko pura support kar do. Hand yourself completely to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I've handed myself to you. You use me how I want to use me. You know, it's very easy to become bad. Bad means to sell yourself to the sheikh. People come and become bad. Bad means to sell yourself to the sheikh. Now the sheikh tell you what you must do. If you want to follow your sheikh, but today in Afghanistan you got two sheikhs, man. One is your sheikh yourself, one another, you're not your sheikh. The sheikh told you, don't go for Hajj. It's Umrah in from Nafil. Nafsin, go in, let's go. That's not here. So this is it, that Allah Ta'ala, you are happy with Allah's decision. That's most important. That you're happy with Allah's decision. That's why when Buzrug, you know. He was sitting down and making Alhamdulillah. And he was sick. He made Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So another Buzrug came and he said, yeah, Allah, Mubarak hai toh. MashaAllah, you did that. But at this occasion, you're not supposed to say Allahu Alhamdulillah to the Akhir. I'm happy with this condition you gave me, but Al-Afiyah. The biggest dua that even in Tawaf we make it Allah Nasr Al-Afiyah is a dua that we always have to make Allah keep us Afiyah. But now this person, Bichara, he makes Alhamdulillah Allah, you know, and he's very sick. Whereas you find that Ayyub alayhi salam, when he was so sick, severely sick, anni masan yadur, at that time he said, very severely sick. It, in other words, he seized him. But anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful. In other words, he asked him for shifa, asking for Allah. But he staying with, so he said to him, this Buzrug told him that at this occasion you should say, ah, ah, ah. Ah, 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 mean Allah, 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 but in humility, humbleness, ah. My pain is there, ah. I'm getting the pain, ah. You're not saying I'm going the pain, I'm going the pain. Like if you got a headache, you say I'm going a headache, you know that I'm going a headache. It is a lie, if you got a headache, I got a headache. If you're hungry, you say I'm hungry. So here is pain, ah. Are you believing the same things? Ah, ah. That ah, ah means Allah. So with the way you have to show Allah Ta'ala that you are a servant of Allah Ta'ala. That you give me this thing, yeah, but I need your help. I need your assistance. So this is where it is. Allah Ta'ala, you become completely servant, that you are powerless and you are helpless, completely weak. That's what Mashu'a Allah. Completely powerless, completely weak and helpless. That is our life all the time, you remain like that. Remain that you are helpless, powerless, weak. Oh Allah, need with everything. That person who have this condition in him, he will never have any desire but even Allah's desire all the time. So if you have that condition in you, then inshallah you find that you'll find that your life will always be what Allah wants. You have that, you have always peace of mind, peace of heart. You must not have any kind of desires. You come to realize that a lot of ladies especially, they say, you know, I was making so much ibadat, now I cannot do anything. I can't read Quran too. I can't make zikr too. She cannot make it. Allah made her not kill her because she's very sick. But by her not reading too, Allah is giving her reward all the time. Because when you're young and you're strong, that time you're doing it, now you're much good. There's no ways, never mind, I'll still reward it. Those ladies and those men who think, hey, I don't know why I'm missing this, I'm missing that, take it out of your mind. As long as you're true and sincere, if you are sick, you cannot do that much ibadah, then you say, Ya Allah. Then they will say, Ya Allah, if I get well, I'll make more ibadah. Then also Allah Ta'ala will reward you. But reward is always there. Do not get disappointed. Allah Ta'ala amal kan tawfi. 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 اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا بعدها والقبر بعدها. اللهم نصر صحه وعفه والامان وحسن الخلق وطول الله. ربنا اتمنى نور له فينا انك على كل شيء قدير. فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره. توفني مسلما وارحمني مسلما. اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك. اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر السنة وصلى الله تعالى على آخر السنة